calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO. Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's a shutout for Travis Fullerton tonight as Brayhead Clan won by 3-0 against Coventry Blaze. And guess what? He's standing with me right now. Travis, congratulations. A man of the match performance and your first shutout in the UK. That must be good for you.
Yeah, it's nice. Most important thing, we got the win. Just want to keep this thing going. We've strung a few wins together now. So, yeah, it was a big win for us and big weekend for us actually too, so it's been good.
Are you surprised at how well maybe you've settled in from your point of view?
You know, I came in with, you know, expectation of just trying to do my thing. You know, I was having a pretty good year in North America, and you know, it's pretty easy to play in front of these guys. I mean, it's the team plays so well defensively, and it's been good. I'm just trying to do my thing, not change anything. The hockey's a little different from what I'm used to, but after I get the first game under my belt, it's been pretty, you know, business as usual. So,
we spoke before, it is your first time away from North America in terms of your career. How have you found out the style of hockey over here?
It's a little different. I mean the ice surface, especially at our rink, is a little bit different than what I'm used to. So it's just a few things that I had to adjust to. You know, from a goalie's perspective, but now that I've got a few games under my belt, it's been easy and easy to adjust to, so it's not a problem.
Club are going well at the moment. That's 7 wins out of 8 now. That's the weekend finished as far as Brayhead's concerned. The club continue to climb the table. Can we say title contenders yet?
You know, I don't think we're looking too far ahead. We're trying to take it game by game. And just keep it rolling. When you're when everything's going well, things seem to go your way, and it can easily go the other way as well. So we're just trying to take a game at a time. And if you look at the standings, I think we're right there. So hopefully keep building and keep putting performances like we have been.
Now, when I spoke to Chris Holt earlier in the season on the back of a shutout, could have been against Coventry actually, I asked him when in the game do you start entertaining the thought of a shutout? It's not something you like to do. There's a bit of superstition behind it. What about yourself in the game tonight? When did you start thinking it could be on for you?
You know what, I like, personally I've had the worst luck when it comes to that sort of thing, so I mean, the last couple of years there's been goals in the last 10 seconds of the game, so like, for me, I'm just like, I don't really think about it honestly too much. When we got the second goal, it was big. When we got that empty netter, when it's a 1-0 game, you're just trying to win the game. You're not thinking, you know, a shutout or anything like that. So once we got the second one, that was kind of nice, a little bit of breathing room. And then you know, we clamped down, and our team played unbelievable the last two periods. So you know, it's nice. It's just a bonus on top of a big win.
Of course, you move on to Nottingham now on Wednesday, the Challenge Cup quarter final. Different circumstance, obviously, league affairs are put aside for one night. But the confidence in the room's high at the moment. You sense that. How important can that be rolling into a building like Nottingham, which can be a very imposing building on its night?
Yeah, I've never played there, so I'm going in pretty fresh to the circumstance. But we're just going to try to keep doing what we've been doing in the league matches, and you know, hopefully we can put in a good performance, get a couple good practices in Monday, Tuesday, and build off what we've been doing. And, you know, nothing really changes, whether it's a Challenge Cup or a league match. We just try to keep doing what we've been doing to be successful, and hopefully that carries over.
And keep that run going as well.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be nice.
Travis, thanks very much.
Thank you.